Since 2007, the Hampden County Sheriff's Office has operated a one-stop center for newly released inmates. Located in a nondescript one-story brick building in a tough Springfield neighborhood, the center helps former inmates transition back into the community with a range of support services. Governor Patrick praised Sheriff Ash, calling him the most visionary sheriff in America.
And it is all about preparing people to go back into the community successfully. So the notion that there would be a whole person approach makes total sense. The work it takes to enable that is considerable. And Sheriff Ash and his team have been doing it.
Of the former inmates who've gone through the Hampden County After Incarceration Support Systems program since 2007, 82% remained out of jail for a year and 60% for 3 years. Patrick said Hampden County's recidivism rate is the lowest in the state.
We have followed a trend, I think, in the Commonwealth for the last maybe 20 years that has placed a greater emphasis on warehousing people rather than preparing them for coming back into community. And I think all the evidence is that's a failed strategy. And we need to be about dealing with the reality, which is that overwhelmingly, as I say, 98% of the people in prison come out one day and they need to be ready.
Other sheriffs and the Massachusetts Department of Corrections are using anti-recidivism programs based on the one piloted in Hampden County. Sheriff Ash called it a cost-effective crime-fighting tool.
And I think in the past, what we've done, if you will, we've dumped many of these inmate issues and incarceration on the community by just dropping them off, if you will, in the middle of the night and not providing these strong bridges back into the community.
The sheriff credits the reentry program with reducing the inmate count by more than 650 since 2007 and allowing the budget for the sheriff's department to remain essentially level funded. The support center in Springfield served 3,070 people last year. Assistant Superintendent Jennifer Sorty, the administrator in charge of the center, said specialists from more than two dozen agencies are on hand to help former inmates with issues including substance abuse, mental health, housing, vocational training, and employment.
We're getting the offender connected with those services right from when they get released. That's the other thing. It's right when they get released. We don't tell them to come back in 2 weeks or 3 weeks. We have a small window of opportunity to work with our clients, and if we don't capitalize on that, then we can lose them.
Maritza Morales of Springfield said she'd been in and out of jail several times as a result of drug use. She said the support program has helped keep her free of crime for 2 years now.
Most people come out to nothing. Like, I was coming out to nothing. I didn't have any kind of support. So what would I have ended up doing to be able to make the changes in my life? What kind of support was I going to have when I came out? I wasn't going to have any. So what were my chances of making it?
Morales said she's taking computer classes. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.